Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. The man is on a roll. You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show. Kim on a whim. Scott on the spot.
All right, I'm on the spot.
You like that?
I do like that.
Scott on the spot. I wish I had that voice.
Scott on the spot.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Well, did you hear that the red light cameras are coming back to St. Louis?
Oh, yeah.
The mayor signed the bill on the week, announced over the weekend that she signed the bill, and at some point here in the near future, they will be installing red light cameras. They got rid of them because it was struck down by a court originally, and now they're back, and the aldermen believe that the bills that they've passed should be protected and will pass muster with the courts. So we'll see about that. I don't know.
So what are the differences in this go around that they think are going to protect them from it being struck down again?
To be honest, I don't know exactly. I think there's some of them are technicalities, things like
wording or something maybe.
Right. I don't know that they're right about that.
Mm-hmm.
But what I want to talk about is I am not opposed to cameras in cities, in places. I do not like the red light cameras though. The reason being that a lot of law-abiding citizens get caught up with tickets in these situations. There's also the issue of who's driving the car. And, you know, just last week, for example, 84 cars were stolen in the city of St. Louis. 84 in 1 week. That's 12 a day.
That's downtown?
Just in the city limits.
Wow.
I mean, the city police are giving a crime report now, and that's what they said. 84 cars stolen. And a lot of those people that are driving through the red lights, I'd say a majority of them don't have a license, don't have insurance, or driving a stolen car, someone else's car, but the owner's going to get the ticket, and then you have to sort that all out. So I just find it to be, I don't know that it's going to solve or relieve the problem of traffic violence. Megan Green, the president of the Alderman, says there is strong data that red light camera, let me just quote here. Automated traffic enforcement systems, if paired with appropriate oversight, there's one question, can reduce traffic-related deaths and injuries in cities and municipalities. Couple of questions there. Oversight, will there be enough oversight? And two is, cities and municipalities is a generality. St. Louis could be an exception, in my opinion, because I lived other places, and I've honestly never seen drivers as bad as what St. Louis has.
I believe that.
And So I'm wondering if it's an anomaly that, you know, the red light cameras aren't going to do much. Because, again, back to the idea of lack of driver education in the state of Missouri, plus the insurance and then licenses, people don't have them. They don't update their tags.
Mm-hmm.
And again, that's not being enforced.
Yeah.
So it really bugs me. And I drive into work early in the morning, and this is the other thing. I drive in early, and there's no traffic. But this city does not, as far as I know, have any intersections where they have sensors in the road to determine if there's a car at one part of the intersection or the other.
I know
a lot of cities do have that.
That I think does it. I think it's when you're turning off 64 and getting off of 14th Street, kind of by the Enterprise Center, that might be the only light I've come across downtown where it seems to be motion sensor.
And the lights aren't timed either.
Yeah, it's really bad.
Mm-hmm.
They're not timed to the level of traffic. So you sit there for minutes. I mean, I was talking to some guy I'd met recently who came here from Seattle, and he was just dumbfounded at the fact that there weren't sensors, and two, that the light, he said, I can't believe how long I have to spend at lights in this city.
Mm-hmm.
And so, again, law-abiding citizens like myself coming into work early, you know, I have to sit at those lights a long time, and I don't think it's necessary.
And I think we have the most stop signs per capita.
I definitely believe that in the city.
That don't do anything. They're a suggestion that most people don't take. I mean, my thing is, I don't feel safe, per se, when I'm driving downtown at 4 or whatever time it is in the morning. If I'm just sitting at a red light, my head is on a swivel watching like a hawk to see if anyone comes up next to me. And the thoughts that are going on in my head, and I don't know if this is because I'm a woman or if everybody has these thoughts, I'm like, all right, is this car pulling up next to me? Are they going to get out and carjack me? Are they going to rob me? Are they going to jump in my passenger seat? I mean, my brain is just running through all these crazy scenarios. So half the time when I'm running red lights, it's not because I'm like, forget this. I mean, I don't like to wait either, and I think that's a problem. But the other part of it is I don't feel safe. So even if these are put in place, I guess they will be allegedly if they don't have more roadblocks, I would argue that. I would be like, get more police on the streets because you're down about 300 police officers, and make it where people actually feel safe, where I'm not worried about my life being threatened if I'm sitting at all these stoplights that take a ridiculous amount of time to turn green.
I completely and 100% agree, and I do the same thing, and I have the same feelings of paranoia.
Okay, good. It's not just me.
No, it is definitely not just you. I have people walk up towards my car, and I'm like, this is not happening. I'm going through the light.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going through the light if there's a car coming in the other direction.
Right, you
look. But
there
usually isn't. Of course, I look. I use my common sense. But
and
when somebody pulls up behind,
people don't have that these days. That sets you apart.
When somebody pulls up behind or next, I have the same thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
Just running through my mind. Perhaps it's because last week, for the third time in less than 2 years, I had my window smashed out of my car.
Did you really?
Yep.
Where were you
time.
Parked?
Near Four Hands Brewery, going to the Cardinals game. I mean, it was, and I wasn't the only one. There were a couple other cars in the same area that got smashed out. But it's the third time it's happened to me, and all they are is looking for a gun because they pull up the console. And I just have these thoughts running through my head, like, how much of this is my fault? I mean, just because I live in the city, I had a colleague who told me she had her window smashed out, and when the police arrived, which is useless, by the way. You don't need to, I mean, calling the police is no value
it's
whatsoever.
It's just for insurance purposes.
Yeah.
You get the police report.
But, what was I thinking? Oh, yeah. She said that the police officer said, well, this is the price you pay living in the city. So that's how it is.
Yeah.
You live in the city, you get your window smashed out, you're afraid to sit at a red light.
Yeah.
And that's just the way it has to be? No. I don't think so. And so I don't like the red light camera thing.
No, I don't agree with these at all. The people they're trying to target are the people who don't care to pay the ticket. They're the same people, like you said, who don't renew their tags, who have a tag from 2015 and have no plans to do anything about it. This is not going to do anything except ticket the people like you and me who are running red lights simply because we are afraid for our lives at times. That is ridiculous, and I don't think that's right. I'm really hoping they can find some little detail that allows them to strike this down before they can try to install these cameras. I'm actually a little surprised, and by no means am I saying this is on the Cardinals or the Blues or any of our sports teams to do anything about this. This is on the city. This is on the elected leaders who are supposed to make our city better and safer, and they're, in my opinion, doing the opposite. But I'm a little surprised the Cardinals haven't pushed on this more. And maybe they have behind the scenes, but I mean, this is affecting, I would imagine, a lot of the people who want to go downtown for games. But like you, they're thinking, man, if I park my car there, it's going to get broken into.
Yeah.
Or stolen.
I got to be honest. When I walked away from my car, I had the paranoia thoughts of there is no chance that this is going to happen again, is it? And I came back to my car and there was a guy calling the police because his car got smashed into it. I said, you have got to be kidding me. There's like the guy at High Point Drive-In who posted on Facebook after he got their window smashed out. He's like, this is getting pretty exhausting, folks.
Yeah.
And that's how I feel.
I've heard people are so frustrated that they've just decided to leave their car unlocked. They just put, make sure there's no valuables in there, and they say they'd rather them get into their car and rifle through it instead of smashing a window. But I almost wonder if they're really taking the time to pull the handles.
I think
they're just assuming the cars are locked because they're going so fast because it's like, okay, we have 20 minutes to break into as many cars as we can. Boom, 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 boom. They have like the tools, I would imagine, that allow them to bust through a window very quickly.
Yeah, I totally agree. I don't think unlocking, I don't want to leave my car unlocked. Just by nature, I don't like that idea.
Yeah, I don't like that. I feel like it's an invasion.
But people ask me after I got my window smashed out, well, did you leave your car unlocked? You should have left your car unlocked. No, I'm not. And I know exactly what you're saying is true. They're just smashing windows. They're not sitting there jiggling handles. They are smashing windows.
Right. I agree. It is so backwards in the city of St. Louis, and they're sending in counselors or whatever they're called to these crime scenes. But don't worry, Scott. They're only working business hours, Monday through Friday from like 9 to 5, you know, when all the crime happens,
exactly.
Right? Because usually there's no crime that happens overnight, you know?
Right.
Really safe. If you drive, in fact, I would say go hang out in North City. Pitch a tent. You're going to feel really safe there. They don't need any of those people there overnight.
Well, the funny thing is that the second time I got it smashed out, it was in the middle of the day, 3 p.m. So
well,
there
you know
is
what?
Some
they could have sent a counselor if you were
yeah,
upset.
I know. What?
They would have been able to send one of those people that they have hired for the St. Louis Police Department, Scott.
I needed
make
some
sure
counseling
you request
for sure.
them. I think a lot of people need some counseling, and it might be Tashara Jones would probably be the first person on my list who needs some serious counseling on ways to better lead our city. All right, Scott on the Spot. I'm a fan.
All right, thank
and
you.
And we get Scott on the Spot tomorrow and Wednesday.
Big time.
He's back.
I'm back.
When we come back, we're talking about this CNN poll. This gives Donald Trump his biggest lead ever. And when you throw in the third-party candidates, his lead gets even bigger. We're going to talk about it when we come back.
Not Kim on a whim, but Scott on the Spot.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.